A bicycle advocacy group in the Twin Cities is trying to call attention to the sometimes uncertain relationship between motorists and cyclists. Stephanie Michaelis is the president of Bike Blono. She says they've begun a campaign to encourage awareness and understanding among both categories of traveler for safety.
Any person who would be using a vehicle on the road, we want to make them aware that bicyclists are legal users of the road, and we're doing that by humanizing them. So piquing interest in the issue by reminding folks that these are human beings that you're passing as you're going down the road.
How are you doing that? How do you bring the humanity home?
We've got this campaign that is starting, and we're using folks from the community. Local dentist, who's also a cyclist, commutes to work on bicycle. Dan Stedman is involved in the campaign in a picture. Local grocers, other community folks that are using cycles and vehicles as well.
Humanity tends to fade out, though, when there's a bit of road rage involved or a bit of frustration when a bicyclist is moving slowly compared to a car, and there's not quite enough room to pass safely. So that's when honking and perhaps close calls can happen.
Yeah, a lot of us have experienced those, and we've also been on the other side of that too. So I'm a cyclist and a motorist, of course, and you feel that, you know, that urge to get somewhere, and that's certainly not more important than somebody's lives. A vehicle is a metal cage surrounding you, whereas a person on a bicycle is just there, just themselves and their skin and flesh and bones. So we want to remind folks that these people that are on the road, sharing the road as a legal user of the road, are also human beings.
Stephanie Michaelis is president of Bike Blono.